Finding genuine connection in the dating world can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. Yet, according to relationship coach Corey Wayne, only 3% of men truly understand women, and you can join this elite group. How to Be a 3% Man has become a cult classic in the dating advice world, with readers ranging from Hollywood celebrities to everyday men seeking to transform their romantic lives. Since its publication, the book has sold over 1 million copies and been translated into 27 languages, with Wayne's YouTube channel amassing over 100 million views from men desperate to understand the feminine mind. What makes this book so powerful? It offers something rare, authentic insight into female psychology from someone who learned it through years of painful trial and error rather than theory. Corey Wayne wasn't born understanding women. In fact, his journey began with painful rejections and confusing interactions. Growing up, he developed crushes on girls, but rarely got the ones he wanted. Terrified of rejection, he often had friends ask girls out for him or wrote letters instead of approaching directly. When he did talk to girls, he hid his feelings and took the friendship route, investing months only to be rejected when finally expressing interest. His high school experiences reveal his complete cluelessness about women. Trying to use logic to convince an uninterested girl to attend prom with him, misinterpreting indirect rejections, and falling for unavailable women. After high school, this pattern continued, briefly connecting with a perfect 10 who initially showed interest but eventually stopped returning his calls. Wayne married his first wife somewhat reluctantly, feeling pressured when she wouldn't move with him unless they got engaged. The marriage was unfulfilling, and after meeting a former high school crush at a friend's wedding, he realized he didn't feel the same connection with his wife and ended the marriage. At age 30, Wayne began studying information about understanding women, despite some concepts contradicting his beliefs. He discovered principles about being a challenge, showing indifference, making definite dates, using body language, and limiting phone conversations to setting dates rather than chatting. These techniques dramatically improved women's attraction to him. One pivotal experience came when he spotted a stunning former high school classmate at a bar. Though he initially failed to get her number, he called her workplace the next day. Surprisingly, she asked for his number and actually called back. During their lengthy phone conversation, he made several accidentally correct moves, letting her do most of the talking while he listened and agreeing to a definite lunch date she suggested. Their relationship progressed with her pursuing him initially, but his inexperience became apparent when she invited him to her father's nightclub. After feeling ignored as she socialized with others, he and his friend left, which unexpectedly increased her interest when she called searching for him the next day. Wayne realized this demonstrated strength by showing he wouldn't tolerate being ignored. Through countless experiences like these, Wayne gradually pieced together the principles that would form his understanding of female psychology and attraction. At the core of Wayne's philosophy is the concept of masculine and feminine energy, which exists within all people regardless of gender. Masculine energy manifests as purpose, drive, mission, and achieving goals. It's about breaking through barriers, providing direction, and maintaining unwavering focus. Feminine energy, conversely, embodies receptivity, nurturing, and flow, expressing itself emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically through openness and intuition. Women are naturally drawn to men who embody strong masculine energy, men who demonstrate unshakable confidence, remain centered in chaos, and pursue their goals without seeking validation. They instinctively desire a man they cannot manipulate or control, who has a clear purpose and maintains his direction regardless of external pressures. A true alpha male will choose his mission over a woman if forced to decide, which paradoxically makes him more attractive. This isn't about being harsh or uncaring, but rather about having such strong conviction that it becomes magnetic. When women operate predominantly from their masculine side, often due to career demands or past experiences, they tend to attract passive feminine men. Wayne illustrates this through several examples, including a Miss America contestant with impressive credentials, beauty, education, and business success, who consistently attracted weak men because her energy was so masculine. These men would attempt to win her over with money and gifts rather than strength of character. The key to sustained attraction is polarity, the magnetic tension between masculine and feminine energies. A masculine core man needs a feminine core woman to create this dynamic. And when this natural balance exists, couples experience intense, lasting attraction. Without this essential polarity, relationships become stagnant. Wayne observes this in long-term couples who gradually lose their distinct energies. Women abandoning their feminine expression by cutting hair short and stopping self-care, while men become increasingly passive and indecisive. Many people adopt masks that contradict their core essence. Women often embrace masculine traits to succeed in corporate environments, while men frequently suppress their masculine energy due to societal conditioning or childhood experiences. The path to authentic relationships involves recognizing and expressing your true energetic essence, whether primarily masculine or feminine, and seeking partners whose energy naturally complements yours. This framework explains several common dating phenomena, including why women often find themselves attracted to bad boys or jerks. These men, despite their flaws, maintain strong masculine energy and refuse to compromise their center for approval. Meanwhile, traditionally nice guys who constantly seek validation and adjust their behavior to please women are actually displaying feminine energy patterns, which creates confusion and lack of attraction in romantic dynamics. This isn't about being nice versus mean, but rather about maintaining authentic energy alignment. The most successful relationships occur when both partners understand and embrace their natural energetic essence while appreciating the complementary nature of their partner's energy. This creates a sustainable foundation for both passion and partnership. Women don't want to make all the decisions. When you ask, "What do you want to do tonight?" and she responds, "What do you want to do?" she's begging you to make a decision. A man with purpose and direction who says, "Let's go to the movies tonight," will likely get an enthusiastic response. Women want to be engaged in the chase and earn your love, not have everything handed to them. The father-daughter dynamic reveals how women seek masculine presence. Little girls go to their fathers for love and reassurance, seeing them as their unmovable mountain of safety. Similarly, adult women contact men when they want reassurance of being loved and desired. Women will naturally chase you if you give them space to miss you, rather than pursuing them. When a woman reaches out, she wants you in some way, and if you don't facilitate getting together, she'll assume you don't care enough. Chasing women is counterproductive because it's a feminine quality that feels wrong to women. Despite what women say they want, flowers, romance, they emotionally respond to men who are centered, strong, and a challenge, not the nice guys who act submissively to please them. Women are scientifically more attracted to men whose feelings remain somewhat unclear. The anticipation, wondering where she stands, and what will happen next engages her emotions, which is essential before she can involve herself intimately. Wayne uses a cat-dog analogy to illustrate this dynamic. Dogs are loyal companions who eagerly seek attention from anyone, obey commands, and don't understand rejection. Cats, however, come and go as they please, and you must let them. Cats approach only those they feel comfortable with, often observing cautiously before deciding someone is worthy of their attention. Similarly, women must be allowed to come and go freely. When a woman leaves a conversation, let her go. Chasing shows weakness. When you remain centered and don't pursue, she'll return if her attraction is high. When approaching women, first look for signs of attraction through eye contact and body language. A powerful technique is to make social rounds at venues, briefly greeting groups of women, toasting them, then moving on. This creates familiarity without appearing desperate, making you approachable and different from other men. Don't immediately discuss relationships, dates, and future plans. This removes all mystery and challenge, killing the love story before it begins. Instead, focus on making her laugh and feel comfortable. Ask questions, keep conversation light and positive, and engage in playful teasing like you would with a bratty little sister. Complimenting a beautiful woman on her looks rarely raises her attraction. She's heard it countless times since childhood. Many nervous men resort to robotic, inauthentic compliments about nails, hair, or clothing, coming across as phony and transactional. If you're going to compliment a woman, be authentic and express your genuine feelings rather than using compliments as a bribe for attention. When you get a woman's phone number, resist the urge to call immediately. Most guys predictably call the next day after getting a number on Friday night, which signals neediness and insecurity. Instead, if you meet her on a weekend, wait until Tuesday or Wednesday to call and set up a date for the following week. This waiting period builds anticipation, sets you apart from other men, and makes her wonder about you. When you finally call, simply say, "This is your name," without explaining where you met or what you were wearing. Her response reveals her attraction level. If she enthusiastically recognizes you, her interest is high. If she doesn't remember you, move on immediately. When she does remember you, be direct and confident by asking, "When are you free to meet up for a drink?" rather than the week, "I was wondering if you would like to go out sometime." First dates don't need to be extravagant. The goal is to hang out, have fun, and hook up by gradually getting closer until you ultimately end up intimate. Choose venues that facilitate conversation. Dinner, drinks, miniature golf, pool, art museums, avoiding movies or loud venues where talking is difficult. Let her do most of the talking rather than focusing on yourself, and never badmouth exes, yours or hers. The dating experience should unfold in real time, creating anticipation that raises her attraction. Don't reveal your entire plan when asking her out. Keep it a surprise. As a leader, you go first and create excitement by setting a definite date several days in advance, which gives her time to think about you and look forward to it. After a successful first date, maintain your mystery. Don't call the next day to tell her what a wonderful time you had. Let her wonder about you, which increases her attraction. Wait until the following week to call her for the next date. Initially, date once per week until she starts initiating contact. When she begins reaching out to you, use her calls or texts as opportunities to set the next date. As her attraction grows, she'll contact you more frequently, naturally increasing how often you see each other. If you had a date on Wednesday or Thursday, call her the following Monday or Tuesday asking, "When are you free to get together?" Set dates a couple days in advance. If she ever backs off, return to the once-per-week rule where you initiate one call to set one date. When you're not with her, she's thinking about you, which increases her attraction. If she calls you, it means, "I like you, I'm trying to get your attention." Typically, after the second or third date, she'll start texting or calling a day or two later. By weeks 5 to 6, you'll see each other about 3 times weekly. And by week 7, she should be falling in love and bringing up exclusivity. Remember that the phone is for making dates, not being her therapist or emotional support. Maintain the attitude of a busy man. When she calls saying she had a great time, respond with, "Great, well, I had a really nice time too. When are you free to get together next?" And make definite plans. Don't get sloppy when a woman stops calling. It's usually a test. If you've been talking daily and she suddenly stops, don't chase her. Wait until the following week to call and make a definite date. If she gives wishy-washy responses like, "I'll call you when I'm on my way," or "can't commit to definite plans," her attraction has dropped. Let her say, "I love you" first. Most men rush to declare love on the first or second date, which pushes women away. Men fall in love through their eyes, while women fall in love through their ears and take longer to develop feelings. If you do everything right, she'll typically be head over heels by week 7 or 8, about 2 months in. Women communicate through a sophisticated code of verbal and nonverbal cues that men must learn to interpret accurately. This hidden language operates on multiple levels simultaneously. Words, tone, body language, and context all work together to convey meaning. It's critical to understand that what a woman says often carries layers of subtext that men frequently miss. When a woman says, "I'll think about it," she's usually delivering a soft no. Similarly, if she won't give her number but asks for your card instead, she's politely declining further interaction. These indirect responses stem from social conditioning that encourages women to avoid direct confrontation and reject men gently to prevent potential conflict or discomfort. Women's emotional expressions often employ hyperbole that shouldn't be taken literally. When she says, "You never listen," or "You always forget," she's expressing frustration about a pattern rather than making a factual statement. These generalizations reflect her emotional state in that moment. When she says she hates you during an argument, she's expressing temporary anger, not permanent feelings. Understanding this emotional language is crucial for maintaining healthy relationships. Women frequently give well-intentioned but misleading dating advice because they communicate through an emotional filter rather than direct statements. They'll often cushion rejection with phrases like, "She's probably focusing on her career," or "The timing isn't right," rather than stating the plain truth about another woman's lack of interest. This tendency extends to their own attraction patterns. Women typically describe their ideal partner with socially acceptable traits, kind, stable, family-oriented, while actually responding to different qualities, confidence, social status, unpredictability. The first 60 days of dating are filled with subtle tests of character and attention. Women evaluate everything from how you handle stress to whether you remember small details about their lives. For example, if she cancels plans but says, "I really want to see you soon," her actions speak louder than words. Genuinely interested women make time for men they want to see. Men often mistake politeness for attraction and project their own interest onto women's neutral behaviors. Women possess remarkable emotional memory, especially regarding relationship milestones and shared experiences. They remember intricate details about dates, the restaurant's ambiance, the exact words you used when complimenting them, even the specific bottle of wine you ordered. These details become reference points for future conversations and tests of your emotional investment. When you fail to recall these moments, it signals to her that you weren't fully present or invested in the experience. Boundary testing often comes in the form of playful ultimatums or challenges to your position. Statements like, "If you don't take me to this concert, I'll be so upset," or "A real boyfriend would do this," are tests of your conviction and stability. The effective response isn't to cave or become defensive, but to maintain your composure with playful confidence, demonstrating that while you value her happiness, you won't compromise your principles for manipulation. This balance of caring while maintaining boundaries is crucial for earning and keeping her respect. What you do to make her fall in love is what you must do to keep her in love. If you don't date your wife, eventually someone else will. Use humor, especially after arguments, to help her relax back into her feminine energy. Be playful and don't take things too seriously. The couple that plays together stays together. Even after decades of marriage, you should always be reading your woman's attraction level and treating her as you did when courting her. If she starts testing you more frequently, recognize it as a sign that you've become complacent and need to switch gears. See these tests as opportunities for growth rather than problems. Paying attention means staying aware of your partner's attraction level even after the relationship is established. Women communicate subtly through their actions. When they shut down, it's their way of saying you're being weak and not centered. Once a woman falls in love with you, the more presence and love you give her, the more she wants. Everything women do, their appearance, calls during the day, notes, is about getting your attention. When she shows you her nails or new hairdo, you must stop what you're doing and acknowledge her efforts. Dismissing her with, "I'm watching TV," tells her she's unimportant. When you first come home, make connecting with her your priority. Ask about her day and truly listen. Don't try to solve her problems unless she asks for advice. Repeat back what she shared to show understanding, as women want to be understood above all else. Never talk about other women in front of your partner. Don't comment on another woman's bikini, sunglasses, or appearance. Your woman interprets these comments as comparisons, which makes her miserable. Never argue with a woman. You'll never win because women don't fight rationally, but emotionally. Arguing only escalates the situation, causing her to raise her voice, cry, or scream. When she brings up something from 10 years ago during an argument, she's highlighting a pattern of being wounded in the same way. Women are like the ocean, calm one moment, stormy the next. A man must remain centered regardless of her emotional state, never allowing her to capsize his boat or sway him from his path. If she does knock you off balance, she'll test you even harder until she sees you can't be moved. Mastering the understanding of women and finding your true center transforms your entire life in profound ways. You'll experience unprecedented confidence, inner strength, and peace that radiates through every aspect of your existence. Wayne describes feeling as though the chains on my heart were broken, allowing him to become more of a man than he'd ever imagined. This transformation isn't just about dating success, it's about becoming the best version of yourself. Living these principles as a 3% man means embodying several key attributes. First, becoming deeply comfortable in your own skin, embracing both your strengths and imperfections. Second, giving freely without attachment to results, whether in romance or life generally. Third, accepting life's ups and downs with equanimity, maintaining your center regardless of external circumstances. Fourth, making conscious choices that consistently move you toward your authentic desires and goals. When your lady tests you, which is natural and inevitable, you'll recognize these moments with clarity and even find them endearing, knowing exactly how to respond with confidence and playfulness. Every relationship serves as a catalyst for personal evolution. The profound truth is that just because you deeply love someone doesn't guarantee a lifelong partnership. People either grow together, finding ways to evolve in complementary directions, or they grow apart as their paths naturally diverge. At minimum, you'll experience the transformative power of loving someone who helps you actualize your full potential as a man while you simultaneously inspire her growth and flowering as a woman. The 10 disciplines of love serve as crucial guideposts for maintaining the magic after she reaches the 9-10 attraction level. These principles require daily practice and dedication. 1. Selflessness. Focus on giving value without expecting anything in return. 2. Loving no matter what. Maintain your loving presence even during challenges. 3. Being yourself. Express your authentic nature without masks or pretense. 4. Presence and playfulness. Embody both strength and lightness of being. 5. Positive intent. Approach all interactions with optimism and good faith. 6. Loving truth. Practice radical honesty while maintaining compassion. 7. Freedom. Release past hurts and cultivate positive emotional states. 8. Daily passion and intimacy. Nurture both physical and emotional connection. 9. Utilization. Find meaning in all experiences and flow with life's current. 10. Gratitude. Actively appreciate the abundance in your life daily. By deeply understanding female psychology, including attraction triggers, emotional patterns, and communication styles, while maintaining your masculine center, you can join the elite 3% of men who truly understand women. This means staying grounded in your purpose while creating space for feminine energy to flourish. This knowledge fundamentally transforms not just your dating life, but your entire being as a man. It enables you to live with unshakable confidence, clear purpose, and the ability to create and maintain deep, meaningful connections with the women in your life. The journey to becoming a 3% man is ongoing, requiring consistent practice and refinement of these principles in daily life.